want to experience the room? My name is Wendy Parker, and I'm extending an invitation to you, dear friend, to open the door to my podcast. So come inside where it's warm, take off your coat, get comfortable, and together we will discover the spacious room. Hey there, and welcome to this week's podcast, The Naked Truth. Now that the Easter celebrations have been folded up for another year, just like the linen grave clothes that Jesus left behind at the tomb, I really feel we tend to look forward to December and move on to the Christmas story far too quickly. And then we miss the impact and the significance that's found in the naked truth of the cross at Easter. So clothes not only hide our nakedness, but they also reveal our identity. And the soldiers, remember the soldiers who cast lots for Jesus' clothes as he hung naked and dying on the cross? It reveals so much more to us than first meets the reading eye as you read the story in the Bible. And understanding the naked truth of what started the egg rolling in the Easter story, we need to go right back to the beginning of the Bible. We need to open the gate to the Garden of Eden once again, where we will find Adam and Eve hiding from God because the realization of falling for the serpent's lies, they've suddenly realized what's happened. It's actually set in motion their nakedness and has exposed them to the darkness of sin. And in Genesis 3, 9 to 11, it says, God called out to the man, "Where are you?" he said. And then Adam says, "I heard you in the garden and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid." And then God said, "Who told you you were naked?" Well, we all know who told him he was naked. Satan had stripped Adam of everything and he'd left him exposed and uncovered from God's protection. It stripped his authority. He was to steal, kill and destroy everything that Adam and Eve had. And now the shame of what they'd done, what they'd realised they'd done, had left them naked and hiding in the shadows. Maybe you're hiding in the shadows today from the shame of your mistakes. But God is asking you the same question. Who told you you were naked? Naked from the protection of God's hand because of your sin and shameful mistakes. The pain of those memories swirling around in your mind like daggers piercing right into the heart of your faith. The lies and accusations that tell you, yes, you are wounded. Yes, you are broken. Yes, you are abandoned. And yes, you are crushed. Just like Jesus struggled through the pain on that fateful day at Golgotha, you too have Satan's soldiers surround you like a pack of wild dogs, ready to cast lots over your righteous white clothing, while you hang your head in the naked truth that you are indeed a dirty, rotten sinner. Stealing, killing and destroying any glimmer of grace and any hope that purchased the white garment that covers and clothes your shameful Adam nakedness. That's found in Revelation 3:18. And it says in John 19:23, "Now when the soldiers crucified Jesus, they divided up his clothes in four shares, one for each of them, but his tunic was seamless, woven from the top to the bottom as a single garment." Jesus' seamless tunic, a coat of arms representing his holiness and his righteousness, a hallmark seal that showed Satan our nakedness from the garden. You know what? It's all been covered by the shed blood of Jesus, and it's been covered once and for all. You are covered. Don't listen to the lies of the enemy. Because that meddling rabble-rouser, whose name is the accuser, he may have whispered that you've been left naked by him. He may have whispered that because of your mistakes, you can't be covered by God anymore. But the truth is, you haven't. Not by a long shot. Because like Jesus, the soldiers may have stripped the earthly clothes from your back. However, it's not them that you're fighting. the naked truth is that through the wounding and the suffering on the cross, Jesus forged and fashioned together every single piece of armor that would defeat Satan. And now he has given that armor to you. It says in Ephesians 6:10-12, it says, put on the full armor of God to protect yourselves from the devil and his evil schemes. We're not waging war against enemies of flesh and blood alone. No, this fight is against tyrants, against authorities, against supernatural powers and demon princes that slither in the darkness of this world, and against wicked spiritual armies that lurk about in the heavenly places. Your identity and your authority as a believer comes from the power of the Easter resurrection, where each piece of defensive clothing that's found in the passage I've just read in Ephesians 6 was forged as Jesus battled Satan for your soul at the cross. And the naked truth is that you are completely covered and clothed with God's anointing. That's in Galatians 3:27. So, with that knowledge, you can tell that slithering serpent to go and take a hike. And I'll see you next week. Thank you for joining me today in the spacious room. I invite you to join me in my other rooms, my website, www.thebigvoiceonline.com, and my Big Voice YouTube channel. See you in the room next time.